Phoenix FM.
Antonia on the Saturday breakfast. The time now is 8:30 and I have got Arx Molly Beauty in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you? You look very well.
Thank you very much. So yes. Do you. You look all tanned and I am slightly jealous.
Oh, it's because I came back from Croatia a few weeks ago. I've just got there in time, thankfully. So, yes, and it was absolutely beautiful. We went to Dubrovnik and it was stunning. It was just, I can honestly say, out of everywhere that I've travelled in the world, I think Croatia is probably one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. So
yeah, I have heard as well. Oh, it's really nice. Did you see the pink sea? Is it in that location?
I didn't see any pink sea. I saw lots and lots of light blue sea, which I saw lots of fishies. I got straight in there snorkeling. Was convinced I saw a lionfish, which I didn't, because lionfish are only in Egypt, and you know. But yeah, no, I got straight in there.
Okay. So what have you been up to?
Brag. So Brentwood Resident Action Group. I'm still running this volunteer group, but I really do need some help at the moment because where initially we started off with over 100 volunteers, now we're down to about 20. We've really come down, and that's because everyone's going back to work. But the need for help in Brentwood and the surrounding areas is still there. We're still donating. Well, we've cut our donations down to 3 times a week, but we could donate every day if we wanted to. There's a lot of vulnerable people out there. There's lots more with sort of mental health issues. There's a lot of elderly that still can't get their shopping, that don't know how to use online shopping. I know we were talking about getting online delivery shopping. The elderly people do not know how to use it. They don't know how to look at Facebook, let alone do a shop. And many of them don't have the cards or the means to do that. They will have either a pension, you know, cash pension or something. So we really do need help with volunteers to help deliver donations and to help get the shopping. And so if you're interested, it only has to be like 15 minutes a week. You know, we can do local drop-offs that live near you, and we sort of coordinate it in a way so it helps volunteer. We're very into safeguarding our volunteers and the service users. So everybody that delivers, it always has to be 2 people, and one of those persons has always got their DBS check. So, you know, it is very safeguarded. But if you have 15 minutes to spare a week, it's brag. If you email brag.brentwood@gmail.com or just go onto the Facebook page, which is Brag Brentwood. But yes, we do still need volunteers, especially as it's coming up to sort of past summer and it goes into autumn and winter. Yeah. We're going to see possibly, you know, even more need, especially for the elderly, won't want to go out when it's flu season. So
that's good.
It's still ongoing, and it's still constantly running. So no, thank you. It's a delight. You know, it's very heartwarming. People say, you know, and it's true. Everyone gets a lot more out of it than, you know, it's a giving. You do
definitely
get a lot.
When you're giving, you get a different feel.
You get a lot out of it, and it really makes you humble to what's out there. You certainly start thinking, wow, I'm so blessed. You know, you do. It's heart-wrenching, some of the things. But, you know, somebody once said to me, it was at the Red Cross when I started this up, you know, I can remember calling him and I was crying my eyes out over something that, you know, that I'd seen. And he said, oh, you know, you're going to become hardened to this. You'll get used to it. Well, I haven't. I can honestly say I haven't, and I don't think I will. But, you know, empathy sounds good. But anyway, go back to the beauty side. So all good. It's nice to talk about something different.
Yes, it is.
Something exciting. And now that all the salons are reopening and everyone can start sort of having a bit of pampering time. And because of that, I got invited down to the Courthouse Clinic, which is in Brentwood.
Yep.
And I have seen them before because I tried Botox a long time ago. And they said to me, would you like to try one of our latest up-and-coming aesthetic treatments, which is Profilo? And a lot of people are offering Profilo, but I honestly would only ever go to somewhere like the Courthouse where they have proper registered doctors I've seen all the background on the doctors there. I saw Dr. Sakir... Dr. Sidra Shakir, and I looked at all her background. I mean, she's, you know, worked with stroke and emergency as a doctor. She's got the highest level qualifications for any injectables, which is like level 7. So you really want to make sure that wherever you have any treatment, you go to somewhere. Definitely, you look at their website and it's all 5 out of 5. And so I'd always say to people, just go there. And especially, and I said this to a friend recently, I said, when you're recommending somebody on air and in the paper, when I was writing a lot for the paper, you've got to make sure that you're complete trust, because you're recommending to so many people out there, and it will just come back on me. Like with the brag thing, it will just come back on me.
So tell us about this treatment then.
Because I've got a lot to get through. So I had something called Profilo. Profilo basically is ultra pure hyaluronic acid. So what it is our skin makes it ourselves, but as we get older, we lose it. And so what this does is it restores it. Now, if you go and buy a moisturiser, I'm always talking about moisturisers, and they've always got hyaluronic acid in. Well, this is injections. Now, first of all, it is not Botox. It is not fillers. It is completely and utterly natural. It doesn't change the shape of your face. It doesn't relax any muscles. It doesn't add anything artificial. It is completely natural. And because of that, your body just responds to it. It doesn't, you know, sort of throw it back. What's the word? It doesn't reject it. It doesn't reject it, which a lot of things can do with Botox and so on. So it's very, very, very safe. What it does, the best way that I can describe it, so you have five injections down each, so you have 10 injections in total, five down one side of your face and five down the other. Two of those are in the chin and two are by your nasal base here. So basically, what you do is you have this injected into you, and it goes into a very deep cellular level. It then kind of binds with the building blocks of your cells, and then it literally sort of, I suppose, grows with your own cells and so on, and it moisturises from the inside out. Okay. And so what it does, if you imagine, and this is the way that I'm hoping to see it, because the results are in 2 weeks, and I only had it done yesterday. So when you go for a facial, you come out of that facial and your skin looks all taut and it looks sort of plump and firm. It looks moisturized and it really sort of has a nice sort of smooth texture and glow. And then that evening you wash your face and the whole lot of work's gone, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The next day it's like, this will give you that permanently for about, semi-permanently for 3 to 4 months. So what it does is it moisturises from the inside out. So it will give that plumping feeling. It will smooth out. It will just eradicate any very, very fine lines.
So did it hurt? And how long did the process take?
I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, did it hurt? Right, so I'm a massive wuss, okay?
I don't like needles.
Yeah, I'm a massive wuss. I'm a real, real baby with wuss. So I got there and I was talking to her and I'd read loads of reviews on the internet. I'd read loads of Google reviews from different people. And one person said it hurt. So I said to her, because I was in two minds about having this done, because my skin's generally okay, but I'd seen so many great before and after photos. So I said to her, does it hurt? And she said, yes. To which point, I said, okay, thank you very much for your time. I'm going now, bye. And I thought, honestly, I kid you not, I probably had the longest consultation ever, because I sat there for about 10, 15 minutes after she'd gone through everything, thinking, do I, don't I? And in the end, I said to her, look, if I'm going to put anything on the radio, I've got to have it done. I can't back out from it. So I said to her, tell me, compare it to a blood test. She said, well, no, it doesn't hurt as much as a blood test. Okay, well, that's right, I can deal with blood tests. What about B12 injections? Does it hurt as much as a B12 injection? And she's like, well, I've never had a B12 injection. And I'm like, oh, gosh. So anyway, she said, look, the needles are very, very, very fine. It's when the liquid goes in, it might hurt a bit. So then, like the biggest baby, I said, well, can you please put numbing cream on me? So she did. She put this numbing cream on me. Well, I'm going to be completely honest. The three injections down the side of your face, you cannot feel them. Yeah. And literally, you can't feel them. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. When she puts them into the nasal fold, you can feel them a little bit. It really, on a scale of 1 to 10, and you're talking to someone that's the biggest baby, scale of 1 to 10, I'd say about 3, 4, absolutely fine. When she put it into the chin, that was the one that hurt the most. Now, I would say you don't feel the needle going in at all. You literally do not feel
I'm
it.
I'm like scrunching your face now.
No, you don't feel it. What it is it's literally like the smallest sting. And I was like, well, I'd have that again. I'd have it again and again. It really was. And I'm so pleased. And I now want to, I'm going to ask her, did she say it hurt to prepare me for the worst?
Oh, okay.
Or, because I thought, in which case, don't do that again to me. No one should do that to me.
So in 2 weeks' time then, you're saying, how is your skin going to look in your kind of mindset?
In my mindset.
And what they have actually told you.
Well, everyone's different. Everyone reacts differently. And there's loads of before and after. And what I love about this, and maybe this is probably where I need it because my skin is quite smooth, but you know on your décolleté when you sunbathe, which I do, you know, you get the...
Where's that again?
The décolleté. It's above your chest. You know, you get the kind of lines above your chest. And then also on your arms here at the top, your bingo wings, you can get that wrinkling there. And on hands, you can have it all done there. And I'm hoping that my skin will just look a little bit more taut. So a little bit more maybe... Just fresher.
A bit firmer.
A bit firmer, more rejuvenated. In the morning, I can often look... I mean, I don't wear makeup at all. I never wear skin foundation or anything. I'm quite lucky. But I have got fine lines. I have got a bit of a dryness in my skin. And that's what it really helps with. So for anybody with dehydrated skin, I would say it's fantastic. And it looks fantastic for dehydrated skin, which is not a skin type. Your skin type would either be like normal combination or oily. Dehydration is a skin condition, so I think it's treating skin condition dehydration, which is like the fine lines.
How can you also maintain it? So I know that you get the work done. So for example, you go and get your hair done, but then if you don't treat it, then it doesn't really work.
Well, with this it does, because you're working from the inside out. So this is the thing. So you will. So this is what I'm saying. You have this treatment, and then for 3 to 4 months, you're gonna, you know, it's gonna make a big difference. I mean, as I say, if you Google it, if you go on to the courthouse, or if you go on to just Google and just say before and after, and it looks fantastic. So I'm trying to expect the least, which is just a bit of sort of glow and smoothness and tautness and so on. But by the looks of it, it's going to really kind of uplift and, yeah, take a few years off
and
me.
Remind us how long it lasts for.
It lasts for about three, right. So it actually says on their leaflet, and I have read this and I will speak to them about this. It says that you need it done twice, so you have it done day one and then day 28, and then that will last for 6 months.
That's good.
Which is good. Or you can just have it done the once, but you might not get the optimum effect, because after 60 days, I think off the top of my head, after 60 days it kind of dissolves into your body, but it carries on regenerating and so on up to 3 to 4 months, because it binds with your own cells. So I think if you have it done once, it lasts a few months, but to get the absolute optimum results, you need to have it done twice. The cost, that is
that
your downside.
Yeah.
The cost, it is expensive, not going to lie. Actually, let me put the leaflet again on the back, because I asked her and she wrote it down. The cost is, right, £395. But, and here's my big but, okay? If you go and have a top facial in London, which would cost you £100, have one of those a month, or even one locally in Brentwood, which is like £60 a month, say for an Elemis or a Clarins, or not Clarins, no one does Clarins facial anymore, but Elemis or Espar or Guino, you're looking at a good £60, £65 for a facial. And those results, I don't, you know, it's a lovely hour, it relaxes you, you feel great, but if you want results, they're not. It's not going to last longer than a couple of days max.
And what about the side effects as well?
Right, well, this is the thing, that there's literally, because it is a completely safe, and it's made, your body makes it, the side effects are this was my big thing, the only side effects, because really there isn't any, the only side effects that you get, because your body doesn't reject this, the only side effects that you can get is from the initial injection site. So as you would with any injection, sometimes with the injection, when you have a blood test, you have a little bit of bruising, so you might get a bit of bruising. As soon as you have it done, you do get a couple, where they've done it, where the gel's gone in, the hyaluronic acid's gone in, you do see a small lump, and what happens, that just disperses over the course of a couple of days. So you will get sort of like little lumps. I mean, mine went down after a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So very, very important, actually, when you have it done. So for that day, no makeup, no running, no sweating, no saunas, no steam. Try and stay out of the sun for a couple of days. No alcohol on that day. Generally the same as Botox. You want to stop the skin from flushing and from sweating. But then really you can just go about your normal activities. But side effects, it's not like Botox. You're not putting anything artificial in. You're not filling, so you're not injecting anything that your body doesn't already have inside it. So it is very, very natural, and it gives the most natural results because it doesn't change the shape of your face. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's
so Courthouse. It's a courthouse in Brentwood. Their number is 01277 698 910. I would say as well, age group, anybody that's got fine lines, sagging, wrinkles, whatever your age, they do say you can have it from sort of a younger sort of 30s or so on for preventative, because we do start to lose this hyaluronic acid as we get old, you know, as we age. But for best results, I would say if you're in your 50s, perfect.
It just, you know, definitely check it out. And the consultation really good as well.
Yeah, and it's going on to skincare now. I'm going to really try and fly through this. So I wanted to just promote some sort of skincare that we don't often think about getting our skincare from. So one of them is Holland & Barrett. So Holland & Barrett's in Brentwood. And they've got this brand new range. Well, it's been around for a while, but they've got some new sort of products with it. But it's a Q&A range. Now, first of all, as ever, I always go onto Google and look at the reviews. And on their reviews, and I look at everywhere for reviews, I don't just look on the website because I think, oh, someone could have just made that up that works for them, a PR or something, which I'm not saying they do, they don't. But, you know, this is what happens on reviews. But all the reviews everywhere have been 5 out of 5. I've seen a couple of like 4 out of 5. Everything is 5 out of 5.
That's really good.
It's really good. They're really reasonable. So going from the other end to having a sort of expensive treatment down, you're looking at sort of £5 or £6 for the serums and so on. And they're vegan. None of them tested on animals. They're vegan friendly. And what I love about it, first of all, is the easy way that they've assessed the market, consumer market, with their packaging. So on the back, they'll literally says, so like question and answer, which is why it's Q&A, how does this help? And they've got a checklist with, so they'll put it anti-aging, calming, pore minimizing, brightening, what your skin type is. And it literally just ticks the box next to it to what it will help with. So you can easily see, because the biggest thing, you know, when you go and buy moisturizers or serums, is you get there and you think, wow, there's so much choice. What do I go
That's
for?
That's how I always feel.
So yeah, exactly. So this is really good. So I love the packaging, but obviously we don't buy things for the packaging. But I love the quality of the ingredients on them. So the first one, they've got the new facial serums. This one's got zinc in it. It's got mushrooms in it. Did you say mushrooms? Yes. It's, you know the mushrooms, what do you call it? I don't want to say it on air because I'm going to start giggling.
Oh, okay.
How do you say it? Is it shiitake? Shiitake mushrooms? I'm saying that completely wrong. But anyway,
I'll leave it to you. I just
so this
mushrooms.
One, again, also helps with hydration and firmness. Yeah, mushrooms have been used for a long, long time now in skincare. And off the top of my head, it was either Aveda, I think it was Aveda that first brought out something with mushrooms in it, and it took the world by
storm. It's a kind of fungus, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So anyway, so this is brilliant for oily skin, spot prone skin, but it also increases hydration. I loved it. I tried it. It's not sticky. I love the way that a lot of their ingredients are natural. They don't have any parabens in them. They don't have any sort of artificial in them. This has got like green. They've got an eye caffeine. They've got a caffeine eye serum as well, which everyone knows that caffeine is really good for tightening under the eye. And it's got green tea in it and pomegranate. What I loved about this range, first of all, it's 98% natural. And I am reading some of this off the press release now, because otherwise I'll just forget everything. The serums are unique water-based suspension system. So they don't have any petrochemical bases. It's just very, very clean and simple skincare. And as I say, the prices, I think, are really good. So you're looking at, like, for the facial oil is £7.50. And what I loved about the facial oil, which is here, the facial oil, the squalane facial oil, is derived from olive oil. And what I love about it, you don't just use it on your face, you can use it on your hair as a hair serum as well. So it's absolutely brilliant. It's like a sort of hair serum. You can use it in place of your moisturizer. And as I say, if it's all vegan friendly. So I would head down to Holland & Barrett, because as I say, these are often places that you go there and you overlook them for skincare and sort of beauty and so on. The other place as well, what I wanted to say, was Wilko's. Now, I love going to Wilkins.
I do as well.
Yeah, I love Wilko's. I've never used their skincare apart from these sheet masks, because when my daughter and I, before she went away, Oh, she said, oh, Mum, can we go and buy some? And I thought, I'm not going to give her my really expensive ones that I've been seeing. They're for me.
Sorry, Ben. She hears you on air. So she
doesn't.
Knows.
She's asleep. She knows. She's a teenager. She'll arise at about 11 o'clock after she's watched, you know, whatever she's watching at the moment on Netflix. So I went and got her all these sheet masks from Wilkinson's, and the PR's actually sent me some more, and they were fantastic because I took some away with me. So they were literally so good, and they're like 99p and they're brilliant. And the first thing that I loved about them is when you put a sheet mask on, often they don't stay on your face, but these cling to your face. You can walk around the house, do your, you know, I don't do ironing. I'm really useless at ironing.
No,
I put everything in my...
Wash and wear.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what I am. If I buy clothes, if they don't need ironing,
me
I will
too.
Look at it and think, does this need ironing? Yes, right, not buying that. Don't care how nice
I
it
feel
looks.
The same way.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But anyway, so they've got like the revitalising sheet masks, they've got clearing sheet masks, like all the sheet masks that you're seeing, but they're only 99p, and they're just fun for a night out, especially with like my daughter when she's been in quarantine. So every night is nails, sheet mask on and so on. But I loved them. I thought they were really good. In fact, I've got one for you actually here. So you take some.
You.
Yeah. So just take, you know, but the rest I've got to give to my daughter because she's like, Mum, can I have them? No, I haven't put them there. The other thing that they've got here as well, so they've got, I loved this. So they've got the hand cream. Now, the reason why I loved their hand cream, and I know hand cream is very basic, but first of all, my hands and probably everyone else's hands, and especially my nails, you want to see the state of my nails, are drying out so much from the amount of alcohol gel I'm using.
That's exactly
all the time.
The same thing, yep. So you've got to sanitise and then wash and then moisturise.
Oh, my nails are absolutely rigid and awful. I mean, they are really bad at the moment. And so... And hand cream, you know, is it worth buying a really expensive one? No. This one from Wilko's, the Skin Therapy, is £2. It smells amazing. It sinks straight into your hand, doesn't leave any greasy film, and I absolutely love it. For £2, I think you just cannot go wrong. I'm so impressed with the prices here. Really impressed. And then I have got some other things, but I'm going to try and be quick because I know I'm going to run out of time. You're going to have to flash at me how much time.
You've got 8 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay, because the next thing I've got on... So when I first came in here, I said to you, I'm so menopausal, right? So I had blood tests a couple of years ago and I was right in the middle of my perimenopause. And so from a women's thing, sorry men, block your ears, but if you've not, and this is how you define your menopause, if you haven't had a period for a year, mm-hmm. then you are officially in your menopause. I was getting just to the end of that year.
Were you celebrating?
Oh, nearly. I thought, I'm going to get to the end of it. And then all my perimenopause weight gain will go off, because what happens is when you're in your perimenopause, you do gain the weight. There's nothing I can do about it. It's not
before.
The alcohol. It's not the sugar that I've gone back on. You do gain the weight around your midriff. There's really nothing you can do about it. But after your menopause, you can then start to fight it and get it back off again. So I'm thinking...
And get that six pack back.
Yes. I'm thinking, do you know what, Molly? You've done so well. You've survived the hot flushes. You've survived this. And
I've been through it with you as well for a whole year.
Well, I've nearly done it for a whole year. And then I got my period last week. And dear Lord, everything just went completely Pete Tong. You know,
What did you do?
Well, first of all...
Stressed out?
First of all, when I thought, oh, God, you've got to be kidding me, because then apparently you have to go through a whole nother year of it. I don't know. I'm going to speak to the doctor. I'm seeing someone next week. But the first thing I did was I went to the garage and I yelled out to the petrol man in the kiosk, trying to put the petrol pump in. I said, it's not working. There's something wrong with your petrol pump here. It's just not working. It's just not going in. Then I looked at it and thought, oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't have a diesel car. I got unleaded. Then later that day, so this was all yesterday and the day before, then I turn around, I'm on the phone to somebody who's Essex County Council with his brag, and I've never met her before, so I've got my best sort of speaking voice on.
Yes.
And I've just literally lost all train of thought, and I've looked out the window and I said, dear gosh, I said, it's snowing. She went, snowing? I said, yes. I said, I'm so sorry to just stop this conversation, but it's snowing. I said, maybe we're having one of these freak storms, but it's snowing. Anyway, after 5 minutes of convincing this poor woman on the phone that it was snowing in Brentwood but nowhere else, I went outside, and of course I've got this jasmine vine that's gone right up to the top of the tree, and the jasmine's falling down. in my email to where I put it. I did admit it. And it's just small things. I mean, like, you know, today, as I said to you, I got in the car to drive here and I walked out with my cup of coffee to the car and I thought, why can't, you know, why am I holding too much? And then I realised I'm holding my cup of coffee.
And then today I'm maintaining you. You've done very well for 25 minutes of not saying anything you shouldn't.
And that is my cue. So let me just quickly just tell you about this thing because I have got other things and I'm just, you know. So this is my remedy. It's resting PMS face. I love this. It's from it's from Leon C. And basically, it's the CBD oil. And it's really good. You just put a couple of drops under your tongue. And I love the box they sent it in. Because not only did they send me a box with the oil, they sent me a box with towels, some bars of chocolate, tampons, nice. Little bars of chocolate. I mean, you know, seriously, I could fit. Thank you very much for the bars of chocolate. I love the touch, but, and it is green and blacks, which is my favourite, but I would fit a whole mini bar, you know, you can see it's already been eaten. You can see it's already half eaten. But I love that. So send the box. But what I love about this R-Remedy, so it helps menstrual pains, it helps mood swings, it balances hormones, and it calms, and it's really good for anxiety. It helps with skin inflammation, and it helps with sleep. Now, basically, the ingredients are grapeseed oil, and 5% CBD oil, which has got clary sage and peppermint. So now this is a company that's from rremedy.co.uk. Now the price starts at $26.99. But what I like about it is even if it's, I don't, you know, CBD oil has been around for so long and so many different kinds of brands, but this is a really, you know, this is a good one because it's got 5% broad spectrum CBD. And I just think anything that's, even if it's going to be a placebo effect, but anything that's going to help me with my mood swings and so on. I used to use the Back Flower Rescue Remedy and that was really good. So I have been using this and I'm wondering if that's what is contributing towards my dippiness. I mean, my boyfriend will say it's not, but, you know, my kids will say it's not. You're going, But it kind of like, you know, when you go on holiday and you come back and you feel relaxed and you just cannot get the... And the clearness. Yes. I feel a bit kind of, so I feel kind of, I feel quite relaxed. I haven't had any anger and normally I get anger. I'm so far, I haven't got any irritation in me, which is something that I would always get.
That is with, really good.
Yeah, I always get, you know, so I have been having a drop of this. I don't know how quickly it works. It doesn't say. So I'm just, I'm just saying that I think that's really good. The other thing as well, I've got two more things, which I know I've run out of time. So one of them is the Priory, which again was from, you can get them from the Courthouse Clinic online. But if you go on there, I have tested these before I had this done, but it's basically some resurfacing pads, which are brilliant. They're just like glycolic. I think they're glycolic acid. Actually, I'll talk about those another day because I don't want to get it wrong. But the other thing as well, which only received this morning through the post because it just literally came through, is if you're going into Superdrug, check out Essie's new colours for autumn. Summer, autumn, mainly autumn. Absolutely beautiful, muted colours in grey and pink. I haven't got the price list.
I can't even see.
I'm going to do this. But as soon as when I get home later, I'm going to put these on because to try and hide up my disgusting dry nails. But they've got the most beautiful, muted, lovely sort of... What do you call that? It's not matte. What colour is it? Muted.
It looks like a nudie colour.
Yeah, but what is the texture of it?
Oh, is it it's a smoothie?
Yeah, it's a smoothie. Yeah, this is
like a
quick
silk.
Dry. Yeah, it's quick dry.
Like a paint.
It's quick dry. And I just love the colours. They're very sort of, as you say,
like
nude colours.
Would you say vinyl?
Kind of. It's, yeah, no, I'm thinking of more the colour. Is it
the colour.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it later. I don't want to say anything wrong.
It looks
wrong
pink
because,
to me.
Yeah. Well, no, it's pink and grey, but it's the tone.
I can't see it properly.
The tones are muted shades of sort of grey, taupe,
like nudie
cappuccino.
Kind of
very sort of like lovely smooth colours. So that's
Molly.
Express Essie.
How can we get hold of you?
Hang on,
seconds.
Takes less than a minute to dry. Superdrug.
Ask Molly Beauty.
Ask Molly Beauty on Twitter.
I've just knocked something over.
Ask Molly Beauty on Twitter. Phoenix FM.